Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpacha, to blow the grandest shofar or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. Oh, my guest is red hot for the Messiah. He's making me red hot for the Messiah, and I'm sure everyone else, because he is going to make so clear that the pattern of progressive judgment that occurred in the nation Israel is in process of happening right now here in the United States. For you to understand this, you have to understand the revelation that God has given this Messianic Jewish rabbi, a prophetic teacher, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, from Isaiah 9:10. But it must be linked with the mystery of the Shemitah. For those that were not listening yesterday, Jonathan, would you explain what the Shemitah is and what it means to us?
Yes, it's a 3,000-year-old mystery, begins in the deserts of Sinai, and yet we're going to see it's affected just about everybody who's listening now, their bank account, the nation, everything, Wall Street. It's amazing. Down to precise hours and time, the rise and fall of American economy. Now, here it is. God gives a command, the law of the seventh year. He says, when you come into the land, what I give you, the land's going to keep a Sabbath to the Lord. So 6 years, you're going to sow, you're going to reap and do all that, gather the fruit. But in the seventh year, you're going to rest. And the seventh year is in Hebrew, the Shemitah. The Shemitah means literally the release or the remission or the letting rest, letting go. In the year of the Shemitah, and it's crucial, if you get this mystery, if the people listening, they get the mystery, you're going to get something so beyond, so colossal. Here, in the Shemitah, all labor of the land had to come to a rest. There was no plowing, no sowing, no real pruning, harvesting. The fruits of the harvest had to be let go. So they couldn't even take that. They're resting. But the Shemitah not only touched the fields, but also the people. And so the end of the Shemitah, at the end of every 7 years, it says, you shall grant a release of debts. And this is a form of release. Every creditor, it says, who lend anything to his neighbor shall release it. And so, in other words, at the end of the Shemitah, the last day actually became the last day, is that they would wipe out all debt, all credit, and so all loans were canceled. Everyone who made a loan had to let go of it. So the Shemitah, or the Sabbath year, had to touch the financial and economic realm as no other day did.
Okay, this is this every seventh year is a Shemitah, yes, which is a Hebrew word. What does it mean?
It means the release. It means the remission. It means literally the letting go. And to our understanding, it means the Sabbath year. It's the year of rest to the Lord. And so it ended. The culmination was the last day, a specific day. That specific day was the 29th day of the Hebrew month of Elul. It was the last day of the civil year, the very end. So on the 29th day of the Hebrew month Elul, the climax of the Shemitah comes. And that was the day that all debts are canceled out on that particular day. And so it in the economic realm, it just transforms everything. Now the Shemitah, we spoke about this yesterday, is meant to be a blessing. But if it's broken, or rather, if a nation turns away from God, the Shemitah becomes a sign of a curse, of judgment, instead of blessing. If a nation turns away from its commands, it's going to stop celebrating the Shemitah, it's going to stop resting, it's going to try to drive God out of its life. Well, so what's going to happen is God is going to have the Shemitah, or this rest, this thing come by judgment.
So the land will rest because the people won't even be there anymore. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. The Lord said it specifically. He said, if you go away from me, and also one of the things you do, you break this, but you also turn, you drive me out of your land, I'm going to drive you out of your land. And so what happened is he does that. It actually happens. That's the Babylonian captivity. 70 years, they're taken out of the land. What's the mystery behind the 70 years? Those were the numbers of Sabbath years, or Shemitahs, that Israel did not observe. And this is just the tip of the iceberg, because, I mean, it was in judgment for many things, but God used the Shemitah. It determines the exact timing of judgment. So Exactly. The whole thing is everything is rested. There's nothing in the land, and literally, I mean, by that judgment, there's no more credit or debt. He just wipes away everything. So that's what it says. And even Moses, even in the law, it says this is going to happen if you go against it. So that's exact. So that we got to keep it in mind. The Shemitah, the mystery, touches a nation's economic and financial realm. So remember what the definition is. Everything comes to a ceasing. The labor, fruits, working, sowing and reaping comes to a cessation. Now keep in mind, the key is 7 years. 7 years. So now our basis of the mystery of what we're seeing to understand what's the future of America is 9/11. That's the first shaking. That is a physical shaking of the land. Warning. But now, come 7 years later, comes a second shaking.
So are you saying 9/11 happened on the Shemitah?
Well, we're gonna get to that. Yeah.
No, all right.
We're gonna get something. There's something there. Yes. And it's gonna be even more exact. Yes. But the thing is that if you remember, Sid, remember when Wall Street started falling? There was Lehman Brothers. Everything was going crazy. There was a week of the fall of Wall Street in 2008. You know when that happened? It was the anniversary week of another calamity. It was the anniversary week of 9/11. It happened in the 7th year anniversary. And actually, on September 11th, seven years later, 2008, two alarms were sounded to Washington. One was that it was imminent that Lehman Brothers was finished, which was going to trigger the whole thing. The other was AIG. Remember that?
Yes.
They sent alarms saying, we're going to crash too. Two alarms came on 9/11 7 years later, and then that's going to lead to something. Remember what happened in the year of Shemitah is that there is the wiping away of debt. Now, what happened was the economic crisis began with Lehman Brothers falling. It went bankrupt. In a sense, it wiped away Lehman's debt. The fall of Lehman Brothers set off a collapse, an American collapse and a global collapse that set where fortunes were wiped away. The Shemitah, it wipes away economics, it wipes away financial accounts. Then comes the crashing of the stock markets. The accounts are wiped clean. The Shemitah, bankruptcies of Shemitah. Bailouts, foreclosures, crashes, all these are wiping away. That's the power, the effect of the Shemitah as judgment. But now remember that the ultimate day of the Shemitah happens on the last day of the Hebrew month of Elul, and so the end of 7 years. So that's the climactic day when everything's going to be wiped out. Now, when did the peak of the economic collapse happen? It happened on September 29th. That morning, the New York Stock Exchange begins its session, which many see as an omen. The opening bell would not sound. People took it as an omen. That day, Wall Street collapses. It's the pinnacle of the collapse of the economy. Now, listen, when did the greatest single, it becomes the greatest single stock market plunge, point crash in Wall Street American history? When did the greatest stock market crash in Wall Street history happen? It happened on the 29th day of the month of Elul, the critical crowning day of the day of the Shemitah. On the exact day, the exact biblical day that God ordained to touch a nation's financial realm and to wipe away accounts. The end of 7 years, the number seven. Now, think about this. You spoke seven is the key here. How much of Wall Street was wiped out in that day? 7% of Wall Street was wiped out. How many points were wiped out on the largest crash in Wall Street history? 777. On the day of sevens, on the eve of the seventh month, everything. It seals the implosion.
Why all these sevens? What does this mean?
That's the key of the Shemitah. Every 7 years comes this wiping away, comes this rest, comes this touching of the financial realm. And so the
pinnacle of the Shemitah is the day before Rosh Hashanah, the last day of the year. And you're saying this is when this judgment occurred.
It's exactly when it happened. And in fact, on the eve, I think you could say there's even 7 hours of Wall Street that this thing was wiped out. And then it leads to the sundown and the sounding of the trumpets, which is a sound of warning, which is Rosh Hashanah. All happened. The greatest, I mean, this is where we say that even, you know, economics, Nobel Prize, you know, don't know as much as believers will know, because this is when it all had to happen. And that's not even the end. And then what happens? You know, you have this global, this economic collapse. And what's the Shemitah? It's that the fruits of labor are abandoned, the buying and selling fade away, financially trade stops, and that's exactly what happened throughout the entire world. And it all was linked to the Hebrew day. And that's not all, because what happens, because if you have 7 years, it's 7 years, we said, from 9/11, this great shaking. So if you take back, if you go back 7 years from that day of Shemitah, that collapse of Wall Street, the greatest crash in Wall Street history, it go back, where do we end up? It ends up in September of 2001, which is the month of 9/11, the beginning of the harbingers, the warnings, the shaking. And what do we find in that month? Not only do you find 9/11, you find the other greatest point crash in stock market history. It's number two now, but it was the greatest of that point. When was it? It happened on September 17th, 2001. It was literally caused by 9/11, and it was the greatest crash up to that time. And so what happened, and it actually is the same day, just to link up with something else we said, that the Isaiah 9:10 effect decision of the American government, we can't get into it, happened on that same day that started something. But listen, here's the thing. You have two crashes wiping away the greatest crash of Wall Street history. They each happen at the beginning and end of a seven-year period. That's the biblical Shemitah. But even more amazing, the first crash took place on September 17th, the second on September 29th, this one from 9/11, the other 7 years later. So what day was September 17th on the Hebrew calendar? The answer is stunning. September 17th, 2001, was also the 29th day of the Hebrew month Elul, the day of the Shemitah, when a nation's financial accounts are wiped away. So here you have the two greatest crashes in Wall Street history. I mean, Nobel Peace, you know, the experts don't even know this. It happened exactly 7 Hebrew years apart from each other, exactly. And not only that, I mean, that would be mind-boggling to begin with, even one of them, but both of them. Not even that, in 7 years. None of that, but it could have been any 7-year period. It could have been, but it wasn't. It was the particular, it happened on the exact 7-year period which was the actual 7-year period of the Hebrew Shemitah. In other words, around the world when this was happening in Israel, Orthodox Jews were actually observing the Shemitah, which only happens once every 7 years. So it's actually that way, and mind-boggling, the mystery of the Shemitah could not have happened that way if 9/11 didn't happen when it did, because 9/11 caused the first Shemitah crash. So everything, all these things, the fall of Lehman Brothers, the Federal Reserve, the global economy, 9/11, all that had to be woven exactly as it did. There's no hand on earth that could have done that. Only the hand of God that is to a nation that has now driven God from its life, the warning of judgment, the beginning, the sign of the removing of blessing.
And people must understand that the Hebrew calendar is different than, it's a lunar calendar, and so therefore the dates are different, but it is on the Hebrew calendar this is happening. You need this Hebraic understanding to understand the times we're in. We're making this two-part prophetic series available to you, 7 CDs, Harbinger the Warning, Harbinger the Shaking, available for a gift of $50. To hear this week's interview in its entirety, or to watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521.